When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Allen's coming back. He may well play the final two games of the season. So what kind of impact do you think he would have, and how badly do they need him? Daron Payne has had a quiet year. Maybe the biggest contribution he can make is taking a little pressure off Payne and maybe helping him make more plays. Johnny Newton's been solid, but when you have a guy with a Pro Bowl resume coming back in, even if the profile and the attention being paid to John Allen is more than kind of even what he can do as a performer at this point, that might still help you a lot to free up Daron Payne some next to him.
The hope is, you know, it's less to me about, like, do you have a solid space heater? Because I can do that. I'll get Sheldon Day to do it, or I'll let Big Phil get activated again and just to you know, hold the point of attack so that a linebacker can go and make a tackle.
Sheldon Day, just as an aside, is a little tank, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's listed 6'1". He's not that. I mean, if he's 6 foot, I'll eat your phone. But he's probably like 5'11", mm-hmm. 290. I think he gets low and he's hard to move.
That's what he's there for.
He's like a little bowling ball. Yeah. He's done a really good job for them, actually.
Like, that's fine. To me, the reason you pay somebody $20+ million is to wreak havoc. So maybe there's times where you overcommit. Maybe you get upfield too far and somebody runs a trap play behind you, or you get caught, and that's fine. I can live with that. I want the negatives. The thing that stops drives, holding penalties, sacks, tackles for a loss, plays that are blown up, etc. And that's why Allen has made Pro Bowls, or been Pro Bowl caliber in the past, right? Around 8 sacks, the TFL numbers, he's approached 19, 20 in certain years. Payne, the year that he broke out and got paid, similar thing. I need somebody to do that on the interior. Now, some of that may be limited by scheme, some of it may be limited by opportunity. Maybe that's not what they're being asked to do down in, down out. I understand that, right? But all I know is that it happens sometimes. I want it to happen more often. Right? I mean, that's how you get off the field. That's how you get those third and longs. That's how you get the turnovers. You put offenses in negative spots. Too often this year, they have not done that. They've just, they've been fine. They've had to play shell and kind of been passive and, let things happen in front of them, whether you're able to stop somebody or they stop themselves, whatever. I don't care. To beat good teams, I need you to be able to beat that guard. I need you to knife through that center guard blocking combo, or when somebody's pulling, you get upfield so quick that the play gets disrupted, the timing of it. That's what he's there for to me. And I'm hoping that happens. I'm not optimistic, to be honest with you, that a guy with that layoff and that wasn't really doing that before he was hurt is able to just come in and start doing it. But that's the hope. That's the idea.
Yeah, I think that Johnny Newton's been very solid, but I'd like to get back to a situation where the rotation is deeper with guys that you trust to rush the quarterback, that everyone can be a little sharper in their reps. And that's where I want to be with Johnny Newton, where instead of playing, 35 snaps, maybe it's 16 snaps. But those 16, you've got more energy and you're more capable. And so I'm getting the best version of you. Same with John Allen. I don't need him to do what he was doing at his apex in his career, where he's playing 70% of snaps or something crazy on the defensive line. Like, we can fire sale change this thing and wholesale sub this thing. I got no problem with that. And that's essentially where I want this D-line to be down the stretch, is that Allen comes back, everyone's a little fresher, you just get a little better version of each rusher. Because I don't have any delusions of grandeur that Allen's going to be playing at the level he was a few years ago. I've kind of given up that hope on Payne as well for whatever reason. It just doesn't quite look the same in terms of impact and pass rush and pushing the pocket. But a little better version of everyone I think is capable when you bring Allen back. Because whatever he gives you coming back from injury is going to be a lot better than what you'd be getting out of either Fidarian Mathis if he was active or someone else that you're signing. The other thing is, though, we have not seen this defense with Allen, with Lattimore, kind of the reinforcements that they're adding. I mean, now they're going to have a couple of potentially favorable matchups. The Falcons are a pretty unimaginative offense. They run it on first down as much as anybody in the league. It's a ton of first and second down runs into a third down pass, which is kind of what I like to play against if I'm a defensive coordinator, honestly. They are a go-on-drives offense, yep, so to speak. There's nothing really easy over the top for them. It's Mooney and Ray-Ray McCloud and Drake London all kind of operating in that line of scrimmage, the 15-yard area. The week after that, you're going to have the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb and not a whole lot else in terms of weaponry. So just thinking about the last two games, and obviously they could still play and beat the Eagles, but skipping ahead to the final two where you might need to win two games, I think this sets up for the defense to actually play really well a couple times. And if they could stop the run better against Saquon Barkley than they did in the second half against Philly, maybe even mess around, turn Jalen Hurts over and try to steal one against the Eagles. I just like where their defense is for this stretch run.
Yeah, that's the path, right? It's as healthy as you could possibly be at this stage, right? Every look at Detroit, for goodness sakes. Like, what is it, 50, 60% of their starting defensive personnel is already on injured reserve, and that number kind of continues to climb? So getting Allen back would certainly be a boon. I know he's probably not available this week, and you're sort of targeting Atlanta, but your point, I think, is right on. Adding Lattimore to the mix can only help, right? You're better with more good football players. Duh. More analysis like this to come. But, yeah, I mean, Philadelphia, I don't know. I think that's a poor matchup for almost anybody in the NFL, let alone this Washington defense. It's probably not quite good enough to stop them or, a lot of more proficient offenses. But I'm with you on Dallas and Atlanta, right, where the predictability of it. Like, you might get, Kayvon Turpin might do something, on an end around that surprises you, or you get a double throwback pass to Kamara the way the Saints did. But down in, down out, I'll take my chances against some of these lesser, more predictable offenses.